Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the broadcast today. We always look forward to having you as our special guest each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're asking the question today, eugenics in America? Question mark. Are we killing Americans? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, horrifying reports from the Netherlands, thousands euthanized in 2020. A record high number of people were euthanized in the Netherlands in 2020, according to the horrifying new reports from media outlets in the region. Nearly 7,000 people were killed legally by doctors, and over 200 of them were mentally disabled. And it goes on to talk about the major astronomical increase year by year of those that are being killed legally in the Netherlands. And ladies and gentlemen, there are about 13 states in America that have laws that allow you to go into the doctor and be dispatched, and the doctor, the physician's office being paid by the state. That's happening in the Netherlands. It originated in the Netherlands in 1994. It's escalated year after year after year. Multitudes are being put to death, dispatched, if you will, euthanized, if you will, without even asking for it. And there's no way you can prove that a dead person didn't ask to be killed. And the question is, are we doing that in America? Not by the legal injection, as it is called in 13 states, of the euthanization, where it's called the good death, the easy death, the quiet death, the painless death, as some would refer to it. But we're doing that today, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we're thinning the population, we're euthanizing the public, and I believe it's being done on a eugenics basis as a result of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and those that are involved in that movement across America today via the vaccination that's supposed to cure a problem, and yet we're finding hundreds of thousands around the globe that are dying as a result of the vaccination. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'd love to hear your input, your dialogue and discussion on the subject. Do you believe that the vaccinations that's being promulgated and pushed by the CDC and the NHI and the federal government, and Joe Biden in particular, do you believe that it's dangerous or do you believe it's efficacious for the individual that's taking the vaccination? I believe, as my mother used to call it, the proof's in the pudding. And I believe that we can find, based on the end result, that it is devastating. And I believe it is a global approach to reduce the population based on the agenda of Bill and Melinda Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and multitudes of others like Dr. Fauci that's on the payroll with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the Word of God. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. It's the truth book, Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, truth does not come arbitrarily and capriciously. Truth comes from the fountainhead of truth, and that's the word of God. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where he says, thy word is truth. So it's the truth of the word of God, regardless of what the Biden administration would have you to believe, regardless of what the new Merriam-Webster dictionary says in relationship to anti-vaxxers or those that do not believe in the vaccination. That's recently been updated. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today, how we're being deceived on every level to believe that somehow, some way, we're the ones that are wrong. We're the ones that are out of step with humanity if we say no to the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kennedy Jr., one that I am in total disagreement with theologically, philosophically, spiritually, denominationally, and ethically. But, ladies and gentlemen, he's on target when it comes to what he's saying about no vaccination and talking about the dangers and desperate health problems as a result of it. So that's what we're talking about today. And we asked the question, eugenics in America. But it's not because of truth that people are searching. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be very, very true today. If you don't believe that, just go to the Beltway in Washington, ask AOC and the other three, talk to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the other socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats, and you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, that they don't know what truth is. In fact, I don't think they can even spell the word. We need to go back to fundamental basics of what the Word of God says. I believe that we need to go back to where the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made the statement, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, as a Christian, God calls on us to stand on the truth. And you won't find that on the Communist Network News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, or any of the other networks. You'll not find the truth. In fact, you might find a smidgen of truth, a modicum of truth on Fox News. That's far and farther away from us as the days go by. But nevertheless, we need to seek the truth. The only book to find the truth in is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I commend it to you. I commend it to you because, ladies and gentlemen, our foundations are being destroyed. The very warp in the woof that is the fabric of our nations being undermined, annihilated, eviscerated every day through this administration. Out of the 80-some-odd executive orders that Joe Biden has signed, 60% of them, according to Tony Perkins, 60% of those have been those that will destroy faith, freedom, and the family. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that take place. Let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has the staff that can answer your questions about the professional and homeowner lawn care and landscape equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how can I locate that? How can I find it? There's a gigantic flag. The flagpole is 165 feet in the air, and it has a gigantic flag on it. I believe that flag is some 40 by 60 or 30 by 60, a huge, humongous flag. I'm told that it takes about 8 men to get that flag airborne and on the flagpole. So, ladies and gentlemen, find that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, do you recall, some of you do, do you recall that back in 1976, the swine flu lie that was told to the Americans? We saw and witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, back in 76 and tolerated the federal government forcing the vaccinations on about 45 million people. That was in 1976 because of the so-called pandemic of the swine flu. Ladies and gentlemen, one soldier in Fort Dix, New Jersey, came down with what they, 6 weeks after his death, said was a swine flu. His sergeant that had tried to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to revive him as he was, they were on a major march that day, and he died on the march. They discovered later the so-called swine flu. As a result of that, it was under the leadership of NHI and the other organizations, including the CDC, that decided we need to vaccinate everybody in America. And ladies and gentlemen, 45 million people were vaccinated. But listen to this. Four or five people, I think the number was actually five people, that died as a result of the vaccination. But ladies and gentlemen, because of four or five people's death, they summarily ceased and desisted in further vaccinations. And yet in America today, where we have approximately 4,000 deaths as a result of the vaccination, several hundred thousand, ladies and gentlemen, that's been paralyzed, sterilized, blood clots, and babies that were in the womb of the mothers born in deformed fashion as a result of the vaccination. The side effects like paralyzation, blood clots, brain deaths, brain disease, birth defects, sterilization, ladies and gentlemen. All of this we're witnessing today as a result of the lie of the federal government. We're being lied to. We're being lied to by the CDC. We're being lied to by the World Health Organization. We've been lied to by Dr. Anthony Fauci. We've been lied to by Dr. Birx. We've been lied to by Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization. We're lied to by Bill Gates and others. It's a lie, lie, lie. And it's being promulgated and pushed now by the Biden administration. And ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, I don't believe even has any idea who's in at the helm of the ship. Just recently, someone said it's Susan Rice that's behind the scenes pulling the strings for Joe Biden. Someone said recently that it was Barack Hussein Obama. In fact, Biden has admitted that he talks to Obama once every day, either by telephone or in person. So it could be Susan Rice and Barack Hussein Obama, but it's certainly not Sleepy Joe. Joe is cognitively impaired, and it's an impossibility for Joe Biden to make a decision on which direction to carry America in. In fact, he just gave an order to Israel to cease and desist. You're firing on your enemy. And Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel said, we're not listening to you, Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, national, international leaders are laughing at the inept condition of our nation because of Joe Biden in the White House. We're in a very dangerous spot in America today. But ladies and gentlemen, almost all of the deaths globally as a result of the vaccinations, or agencies like the CDC and others like them on an international basis are denying the link between the vaccinations and the deaths. They just say, well, it was the frail individual or because of some comorbidities that were underlying. But ladies and gentlemen, as I shared with my wife this morning, when we were talking about these issues, very few people do not have a, quote, underlying medical condition. So that being the case, there would probably be less than one percentile of Americans that would qualify for taking the vaccination if it's based on supposed deaths as a result of the vaccination not being attributed to the vaccination, but comorbidities, the underlying health condition. Ladies and gentlemen, that we're being lied to by CDC. In fact, all of the cases they're saying, no, that was not attributed to the vaccination at all. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding more and more that are saying, do not take the vaccination. Here's when Dr. Kerry Madje, M-A-D-E-J, I think that's, I'm probably slaughtering the pronunciation, explains why COVID vaccines are so dangerous. Most of us don't even have time to study all the science behind COVID injections are increasingly being forced upon us, so it helps to have someone who explains it to us in very simple terms. In a 40-minute video, this particular doctor says, can explain the COVID vaccine. It actually is not a vaccine at all. It's gene therapy, which is unproven and extremely dangerous for anyone to take. The doctor said internal medicine specialist at the McDonough, Georgia, has over 20 years of experience in the medical field. She graduated from Kansas City University of Medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She has great credentials, and she's saying don't take the vaccination. Here's an article that gives you a good illustration of it, ladies and gentlemen. This article says, pretty awful. A healthy 17-year-old boy gets blood clots in the brain after his COVID vaccine. A mother in Utah is warning parents about the possibility and the possible dangers of COVID-19 vaccines after a 17-year-old basketball player son got a shot and developed 3 blood clots in and near his brain. The hardest thing was that the mother speaking, let him get the shot, and he was healthy and well before that, she told the station in the interview. But you've got to question it. You can't help question it when it all goes wrong. And she goes on to talk about what had happened, says he was 17 years old. His neck swelled up the next day after the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccination, and he then experienced several headaches, the report said. The doctor dismissed the symptom as a pulled muscle. But Sherry Romney was convinced there was something more. He could not move his neck without the assistance of his hands. She eventually took her son to the hospital where they did the test and found he had 2 blood clots inside the brain and 1 on the outside of the brain. And she is now warning all parents to be careful and consider carefully whether or not you're going to allow your child to be vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the dangers of it. There are medical doctors right here in the Jacksonville area that's talking about that. Some are speaking up. I've had the privilege of interviewing some of them three or four times on this broadcast. Perhaps you've heard those. And there's one coming up this Sunday, I believe it is, May the 16th, at a church here in Jacksonville, the 4-Acre Word of Faith Church on the west side. And I believe I have the pastor on the line with us today, Pastor Faulkner. Tell us about the event that's coming up at your church with the physician that will be talking about the COVID vaccinations. Where is it located? What's taking place? Why is it so important to you? Tell us about that.
Okay, thank you so much for having us on your broadcast. Just really appreciate that. Yes, it's Dr. William Neal, and he is with Headwater Health at 1539 Parental Home Road. He does prescribe the ivermectin. And for those listening that want some more information and maybe want to make an appointment with him, his number is 904-290-6028. But he is going to be at our service this Sunday at 10:30. The address to the church is 1396 Chafee Road. And we'd just love to have everybody come out and hear some more about the alternatives that are out there that are combating COVID, and one being the ivermectin.
Pastor, let me ask a question. Why are you doing this? What is your motive behind it? What is your passion on this? What are you wanting the people, the listeners, to understand that's so important about hearing this physician speak?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, a lot of my concern came from some of the things that you just talked about, and also the concerns of the congregation and family and friends that were hearing the same reports that you just spoke of. And we're deeply concerned because, you know, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of panic, there's a lot of misinformation out there concerning COVID. And as people started looking into it, you know, they were concerned. And if and you know what, I just, as a pastor, I feel like we're called to not only the spiritual welfare of our members and our family, but also their physical and mental well-being. You know, it's the job of the shepherd to protect the sheep. And so that's what I wanted to do, and also my own health. And so I started paying attention when I heard Dr. Pierre Corey speak to the Senate hearing in December. And all of that is on YouTube. They had taken it down for a while, but it is on there now. And he is with the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. And you can look up his website. You can look on YouTube. He has lots of interviews. There's one that was recently put out 2 weeks ago with Dr. John Campbell, and it's very, very interesting. A lot of updated information. He also has a YouTube channel called Trial Site News. And you can go on there and find out all the nations that have approved ivermectin or using ivermectin very successfully. He mentions South Africa and Zimbabwe actually using it, and Zimbabwe has so contained COVID that their healthcare workers are, you know, actually bored. Ivermectin is an anti-parasitic drug, and it's also been found to be very effective antiviral. And also, they're excited about learning this, anti-inflammatory, and it's one of the safest drugs in the world there is, according to Dr. Pierre Corey. And also, it is in the top 40 essential medicines listed by the World Health Organization. And so the FDA approved it 40 years ago. It's won a Nobel Peace Prize for saving lives. And just as a result of Dr. Pierre Corey's data and research and presenting that to our Senate in December, the NIH changed their standing to a neutral in using ivermectin for COVID. And so now a lot of clinics here in Jacksonville that I'm hearing, and Dr. William Neals is another one, are prescribing it. And so it's been so amazing that Actually, he just recently published, Dr. Pierre Corey just recently published his review paper online, which concludes that ivermectin should be used globally to prevent and to treat COVID. It does both. His paper was peer-reviewed by two career scientists at the FDA and one senior scientist at the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, very accomplished scientists, and they reviewed and accepted his conclusions. And so I think that this is not something we need to overlook. They're actually testing it and reviewing it as being effective. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the research on this against shingles and even herpes viruses. But yet, Dr. Youngblood, listen to this. There are still hospitals in New York and Chicago. And you can see these reports. They're all online. They're the public. It's published in the news. It was on Fox, Chicago. The local Fox television station reported it there in Chicago that there were hospitals that refused to administer it to COVID patients, even if their families requested it. And so they had to get attorneys, go to court, and judges are ruling that they have the right to use ivermectin, and yet there was still one hospital in Chicago that refused, even though the court ordered it, and was in contempt until the judge threatened with a large fine. And so then they said, well, we won't administer it, but you can get another doctor to come in from outside the hospital. And so they did,
that is exactly what is taking place with the hydroxychloroquine that was being promulgated and pushed and recommended by President Trump back at the origin of this major, major so-called plandemic, not a pandemic, plandemic, as I call it. Yet the many across the nation physicians that were willing to write the prescription, then the pharmacists were forbidden by the federal government, forbidden to fill those prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine. I've got documents on my desk that says that we lost thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of lives around the world because of the refusal to utilize hydroxychloroquine, that it was proven to be efficacious for the virus and was being used in most of the continent of Africa. And it was a very inexpensive 20 to 30 cents per pill for the medication for that. And it was because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sponsoring behind out of the nine major pharmaceutical houses. They either own or control about six of them through their efforts financially. And as a result of that, they were pushing those things aside in order to get the vaccine, which is now being promulgated and pushed across America and around the world. With the physician you're speaking of now, Dr. William Nettles at NIELDS, is that correct? Am I spelling it right? Nettles.
Yes, NIELDS.
Dr. Nettles, well, let me ask you a question. Will Dr. Nettles be advocating for or against the vaccine? Will he be advocating for other medications as you've just spoken of? What is his position? I need to know, what is his position on the vaccination? Does he recommend it, or does he recommend other prophylactics that are beneficial and recommended above the vaccination?
Well, now, I have my understanding after talking to, some of his staff. I have not spoken with him directly about this, but he does prescribe the ivermectin and also vitamin D as, you can take that and boost your immune system. And he offers alternatives to the vaccine. I don't think that they recommend the vaccine, but I would be putting words in his mouth. I'd have to let him say that. But it's been my understanding that they are not sure about this vaccine.
Well, if you find that he is for the vaccine in any fashion, tell him to call me, and I want him to show me some of the scientific data from a medical perspective that authorizes, that says that it is efficacious and beneficial and not deadly and devastating for those that take it. If you would, Pastor, another time, share with our listeners who will be speaking, where it will be, what time the engagement will be, so that you can invite the listeners to join in that discussion this Sunday at your church.
Okay, it is at Jacksonville Word of Faith on Chafee Road, 1396 Chafee Road, and it's going to be at 10:30. We're going to be talking to Dr. Nils. I believe also Raymond Johnson is going to be there. And we're going to be talking about ivermectin, talking about some of these, you know, interesting facts, and then let Dr. Nils share some of his experiences with treating his patients. And Dr. Nils is a born-again Christian, and I'm sure he's going to have a wonderful word as well. So Amen. I'm looking forward and excited to hearing from him.
I'm delighted to hear that, delighted to know that you're interested in and concerned about it. One of the things that I must say and commend you on, most pastors are silent on the issue. Most pastors have taken the lead of some major talking heads nationally and recommended their congregation to go out and get vaccinated. Some churches are setting up their churches as vaccination sites, falling into the hands of the federal government of being the tool that's being used that I believe is going to destroy lives now and in the future. Pastor, hold on. I believe we have a call on the line with a question. Jim, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'd like to point out some facts to your listeners there, and these are out. You can look these up anywhere you'd like there. This gene therapy, whenever you get this injection there. Let's start with people who test positive for COVID. If you test positive for COVID, 80% of the people that test positive for COVID show no symptoms, so they're asymptomatic. 80% of the individuals that have this gene therapy shot done show symptoms, and those symptoms in some shape, way, or form also resemble autoimmune symptoms that people who have those type of illnesses display. I don't think this gene therapy has been researched enough, and I don't feel that it's safe.
Well, brother, I'm in your corner. I feel that it's perhaps as unsafe as anything an individual could do. There's never been a time in the history of the United States of America where we mask those that are well, and where we sequester those that are well, and where we recommend the vaccination. Then after the vaccination, you've still got the social distance, you've still got to wear a mask, even two or three masks, and you don't know if we'll ever be out of the masking. But you're exactly right. It should cause major concern when we recognize there's an ultimate goal that is taking place. It is an agenda. It's a satanic, demonic agenda that I believe is absolutely covering the world, and Americans have bought into it. We've submitted to the governmental lie, and as a result of that, we're going to reap the harvest in the future. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input on it. Thank you for that. As I tell all of our listeners each day, keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Pastor, let me ask you to do this before we have our break today for our news. Can you one more time share with our listeners the invitation to join you on this Sunday the 16th, and give a telephone number where if they've got other questions, they could call you and ask the questions for the further information and direction.
Okay, our phone number is 904-783-8346. That's 783-8346. And our church address is 1396 Chafee Road. And we're going to have Dr. William Nils, and we're going to be talking about ivermectin and its you know, being effective as an alternative to the vaccine. I'm with you, Dr. Gene, on everything that's going on here. I feel like there is an agenda, and because of that, there is, sad to say, a lot of interest in suppressing the knowledge of ivermectin, the data, and the research. They're actually willfully overlooking the data and suppressing the approval of it for COVID, because by law, if there is a medicine that can, you know, treat and be a prophylactic to COVID, they cannot roll these vaccines out. And so now, you know, Dr. Pierre Corey is deeply concerned because he's, they're trying to politicize ivermectin. And he said it has nothing to do with politics. It's science.
Yes.
And so,
Pastor, we've got a hard break coming up for our top of the hour news, but thank you so much for your calling today. Thank you for the information. Be praying for your meeting on Sunday as Dr. Niels comes in and speaks on the subject of COVID and the prophylactics for that. But thank you so much for your call today, Pastor, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. We'll be right back after the news. And hang in there. Don't turn your dial as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.